Hello, ladies and gents. Today I will make a short presentation about how to reset your password in Office 365. Why would be that necessary? Well, sometimes you will lock yourself out and there is nobody to help you. If you have a user account, then you can ask a global administrator to reset the password for you. But if you are a global administrator and there is no other global administrator available, you will have to reset the password for yourself. Also, some users can reset the password for themselves. If you have this feature enabled in the portal, I will show you later. So let's start. This is a test account. I don't remember my password, obviously. Yes, can't access my account. Usually this is straight populated with the username. If not, you have to type it again. Let's see. Yeah, it's there, and the captcha code is okay. You are redirected to password reset Microsoft Online portal. Here you will receive a code. You can choose it. How do you want to receive this verification code? Either by email. I choose by email, it's easier for me. You can receive also a text. You can also receive the code on your mobile phone, and someone will call you and give you that security code. Now, I have received in my inbox my code and I'm going next. It's very important to know that in order to be able to perform this self-reset, you must have in your global administrator account your alternate email address and the phone number. Otherwise, you cannot do that. It's very important for you to know that you need to have your contact details up to date. Okay, password has been reset. Going back to login portal and let's see if that works. This is my account and this is my new password. Okay, I'm logging in. Okay. Now in admin center on the active users, I was saying that it's very important to have your global administrator account up to date and alternate email address and the phone number also up to date so you can reset the password for yourself as I was showing before. You can edit the phone number here in the contact information here. And you can edit your alternate email address in user role. So you can see alternate email address. Okay. My second advice is to create another global administrator account. You can have it only for managing purposes. You don't need to assign any license. And you can use it anytime you need to reset the password or something is not working. I don't know, maybe you locked yourself out or something, then you just use this alternative global administrator account to be able to reset your password yourself or whatever. So I have created another global administrator account just for this purpose with no licenses assigned. You can see it here. I was saying that you can also enable users to reset the password from themselves. You can go here to settings, security, and here you can let your own users to reset password. You have to do it from Azure Admin Center. Well, that's about it. Have a great day. Bye bye.